time now to honor the Business Development Board of Palm Beach County's Business of the Month, and it's none other than Bank of America. I'm Theo Dorsey here at ESPN West Palm, and joining me, it is a huge pleasure, is one of Palm Beach County's most respected leaders. She's been leading Bank of America's efforts since 2007, connecting people, businesses, and communities. She's also a tireless advocate for economic mobility and diversity across the state of Florida. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day. The president of Bank of America, Fab Brumley. You told me Fab, not Fabiola. I want to make sure I'm respectful.
That's right, Theo.
Thank you so much for joining me. And also, I want to start with this. I mean, I hear that of the many things you're great at, you actually might have been like somebody that could have tried out for American Idol. Maybe you were a singer in your past background. What is this story I hear of Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins, being serenaded by Fab Brumley?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm never going to live that one down. Well, it was an amazing event that, of course, was the BDB event. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting at the table with Kelly Smallridge, and Stephen Ross was being interviewed by Harvey Oyer. And at one point, he asked a question, you know, does anyone in the audience know the Dolphins song, you know, Dolphins number one song?
Yeah.
And I looked over at Kelly and I'm like, oh, I know this. I remember when it first came out way back. I won't tell you how many years ago, how many decades ago. But she said, well, I know it too. And she said, well, Fab Brumley knows it. And I said, well, Kelly, I'm not getting up. And so anyway, we got coerced into singing a duet to Stephen Ross, and that was it. And thank goodness I had some voice lessons when I was younger. So
yeah.
I sang in the church choir, and I was I could read music. So thank goodness for that. But trust me, I haven't sung in front of anybody
since then.
Maybe our family since then.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, though.
Are you a huge Dolphins fan? Like, how big into these sports are you outside of your obviously so many other roles and things you do in the community?
Well, that's a great question, Theo. I love sports, but I always preferred playing sports than actually watching sports. Mm-hmm. My attention span doesn't go that far. So when it's on TV at home, I'm in and out. I'm doing other things, but I'm watching. And I'm always going to be rooting for Florida teams, for South Florida teams like the Dolphins, the Heat, the Panthers, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, all of the teams. And, of course, the FAU Owls. So, yeah.
You're an owl yourself, right?
I am an owl myself. Yeah.
This is did you get a chance to take part in that 2023 run at all? Did you go for the Final Four or anything, or did you just watch it from home?
I watched it on TV. How exciting was that?
Yeah.
That was an amazing set of games and leading up to it. So, yeah, always excited to see young people, especially college, you know, players and mm-hmm. athletes excel at what they do, and it's just a lot of fun.
You know, that
sports
was
are big for us.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Sports as entertainment, but also as industry, especially in Palm Beach County, is huge. And a big part of that Owls run was the leadership at FAU with Dusty May, with Brian White, all of the great, you know, characters that were there for it. I'm curious for you,
Absolutely.
Though. You know a lot about leadership, right? Like you are yourself a leader, but you also work with many of them as well. You've seen the run that Bank of America has been going on in this area since the early 80s, not to date anything you've done, but it's an incredible accomplishment. How do you see and how have you seen it develop, and why has it worked out so well for B of A in this area?
That's a great question. So we are led by an amazing CEO, chairman of the board, Brian Moynihan, and really the course leadership, it starts at the top. So, and then it just filters down through the organization. And in our company, we're a global company, but we're also very local. So I always say we're global, but local. We have 8 lines of business, and we have very few hierarchy between the newest teammate at Bank of America and the CEO position. So we call that organizational health, to be, you know, more horizontal than vertical, because what that does is it's a shorter distance, right, between mm-hmm. those two points. And so the messages come down faster, more accelerated, and more direct. So for that reason, it's just like having a great coach and being able to be a player and hearing directly from the coach. So sports and at Bank of America are very important for that very reason. We have partnerships with iconic brands, and I brought my FIFA World Cup.
Here we go. I'm
going to wear the scarf.
It looks good.
Yes. Well, thank you. And we're very excited about that because even though we don't have a game here in Palm Beach County, we do in South Florida. So when you ask me, you know, do I like sports? You know, yes, South Florida is loaded with sports. And sports teach so much about leadership. It teaches you teamwork. It teaches you victory and defeat and how to rise through that. So my career has been loaded with both victories and defeats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what defines who we are is how we handle defeat when we do. And fortunately, in our company, we have learned how to really stay the course and really serve our clients well. And it's through the very same principles that you find in sports.
Yeah.
We apply in our company.
What were some of the sports you did play growing up?
Oh, I played everything. Yeah. You put a tennis racket in my hand, I was playing. You put a bat in my hand, I was swinging. You put a glove in my hand, I was catching. I loved volleyball. My kids played. I actually was the assistant coach for my daughter's softball team. My son played hockey. I was the assistant coach and would work with the boys when they were doing that. So anything and everything, I found a lot of fun.
And you talked about the lessons learned from defeat being equal to, and some people say sometimes it's even more important than the victories themselves. Have there been any defeats along your way in your role as you've grown through Bank of America? Because I know you started as controller and now you're president. Have there been any defeats that you feel like, man, in the moment, that was tough. But like looking back on it, I'm glad that happened because it's evolved me into who I am today.
Absolutely. I think it's important to go back and learn from those lessons. I think about the financial crisis. And believe it or not, Theo, today we hire a lot of young people that didn't live through the financial crisis. It's still raw in my mind, but you think about it. And that was, you know, 2007, 2008, 2009, as we were coming through that financial crisis and the housing bubble. We've learned so many valuable lessons as a result of that. So you can't say that, you know, it was, I don't want to say it was a good thing. It wasn't a good thing, but something good can come out of something bad. And part of that is this company I work for, we established ourselves as we decided after that we're going to have a fortress balance sheet. We're going to stay strong so that we are less impacted by something negative. And a great example of that is the pandemic.
Yeah.
My goodness, the whole world stopped, right? So we took the lessons from the financial crisis and built this incredible platform. And I owe it to our senior leaders and led by our CEO, Brian Moynihan. And so when the pandemic hit, we were ready. We didn't know it was going to hit, but we were ready. We thought it would be more of a financial or economic potential crisis or a natural disaster. Well, that's exactly what it turned out to be. It turned out to be the pandemic was
a little bit of both.
Once in 100 years. So we were able to stabilize. We didn't lay off anybody. We hunkered down and made sure we served our clients. And our clients are from birth to death. So it's everyone in between. Mm-hmm. And so we made a very conscious and deliberate effort to make sure that we could withstand the pandemic, support our clients, support government-sponsored programs like the Paycheck Protection Program, mm-hmm. and other tools that we put into play to make sure our clients were able to access what they needed during those moments that were very difficult.
You think about those efforts, and it clearly illustrates the impact that you have in a time of crisis. But you guys are always at Bank of America there for people in the community, for businesses, even when things seem calm, like today. You know, it's a bright, sunny day in November here in Palm Beach County. What are some of those impacts y'all are making when you talk about connecting businesses or community to the certain financial assets they need to grow that y'all are most proud of? Maybe some recent projects or recent businesses that have been able to benefit from B of A.
Well, right now, I don't know when viewers might be viewing this,
but ASAP.
Right now, yeah. ASAP. Okay. So the holidays are among us. And so we have partnered with City Place, and we have, we sponsored Santa's Workshop. And the reason we did this is because children are very important. Our youth are very important. We do it with, this U.S. soccer. We do it with golf with us. We have 86,000 kids that might have experienced financial barriers to playing golf. And we do it with family banking. We want to be the financial literacy provider in financial services. And we do that through family banking. So we thought, well, what better way to get to those families than to be around during the holidays? And so you can come come into the Santa's workshop here at City Place. It's a beautiful atmosphere, music, food, and the amazing ambiance here at City Place. And we have the most amazing Santa Claus. And they have snowfalls at 6:30 on the weekends. It's just so much fun. And these kids can come in and they can make ornaments. They can get their picture taken free of charge, complimentary, with the most amazing Santa with a real beard and everything.
Yeah.
And enjoy that time with Bank of America. And the parents can learn about family banking. And family banking is available for their children. We were always providing those services for parents with their children who are teenagers, who are preparing for college or going out in the workforce, 16, 17. But now this is for under 16. So you can be as small as 6 years old, and the parents have the ability to view everything their children are doing online with their banking. They can have a debit card. The kids can't see what the parents have, but the parents can see what the children have, and they can monitor all of their transaction. My own grandson, who's 8, has his first debit card. He can, earn money. The family can provide, I don't want to say an allowance, because they can pay for services, and he can decide how to spend the money, and he has a finite pool of dollars. So it's a great way to teach kids at a very young age how to manage money.
The value of the dollar. You're learning that early.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fab, I'm curious for you, because I can tell in my short time of getting to know you here, you care a lot about people, and you spoke about that financial literacy part of it, especially when it comes to giving a full family financial literacy. How early with your kids, as somebody who knows the banking world more than, many people would even imagine, how early did you start with your kids of teaching them, basic financial literacy principles and making sure that they're prepared to start, making their own way to financial freedom?
Yeah, that's a great question, Theo. So my parents started with us very early. When I would be babysitting money, this much you give back, this much you save, this much you spend. And it was in that order. And so we did the same with our kids. When they were very young, we'd say, okay, you have some, now you got to save. You have to, give back, and you have to teach them that at a very young age. And I would say 4 or 5 years old is not too young to start to, as soon as they can connect money with having things, that's when you can start to have those conversations. So very young age.
It makes a lot of sense, because then you start in longer term picture. Once you start teaching them those principles, you can show them how it can benefit them in the future when they're actually in saving and then also investing that money. Speaking of the future here, the future of banking, how have you seen it kind of evolve over the past 5 years? And what do you think? You talked about how instrumental Bank of America, especially in Palm Beach County, was through the pandemic. What do you think has shifted most since then for y'all? Where are things going?
Oh, that's a great question, Theo. So where's it going? I mean, technology has been huge. Right here in Palm Beach County, we have about 450,000 digital clients. So our clients here are just picking up their mobile phone, and we hope to do the same with the kids as well, with family banking, that their mobile phone becomes an accessible, easy way to, to access financial literacy and to use for spending money or saving money. Or we have all kinds of little vignettes that can help them with better money habits. So we want that for everyone, not just the little kids. Sometimes the older people need it just as much. But our commitment here to the county, it's part of the core of who we are, is giving back. And so in the last 5 years, we've given, about $7.5 million into Palm Beach County. Our employees, and they're giving another million. And but most importantly is how we engage. So to us, it's about serving on boards like the BDB, but all the nonprofits. We just announced a $500,000 commitment to the new African American Museum and Research Library, led by the Community Foundation. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful place where education, arts, culture, and history can all be housed in the center of Coleman Park. So we're very excited about that project. We have neighborhood builders like the Community Partners and Boys and Girls Club, and those are just that we give them each $200,000. And we do this because we see what they're capable of doing, and we want them to do more and expand their reach. Hunger has been one of the biggest, most recent concerns with the government shutdown, things of that nature that disrupt the flow to those that need it the most. Mm-hmm. And in Palm Beach County, we have 200,000 residents that are food insecure. So we just announced $50,000 on top of what we normally do with the Palm Beach County Food Bank. We're very involved with United Way and the Hunger Relief Program, Cross Ministries. I mean, there are so many organizations with whom we partner in Palm Beach County to help them. And we give Better Money Habits training to all of them, because that's really our core. It's what we do best. And so we want our citizens and our residents to really understand how to manage money to be able to experience their best financial lives.
Yeah, I know specifically one of the many projects you did name, the museum, myself, my wife, who's a docent at the Norton, we are both excited for that to come to fruition and to get involved with some of that stuff. So I'm happy that y'all are getting involved in helping out with that.
Absolutely.
I'm curious for you here on the back end as we wrap this thing up, because I know you got many of more important things to do than talk with a sports talk guy like myself. But for you, you've been a leader for so long, specifically in this community. Do you have a certain philosophy? Do you have a certain leadership mantra that you kind of go by, that you lean on to make sure that you keep things on the up and up for Bank of America Palm Beach County?
Well, it's interesting. I was just asked to teach an ethics class, so it sounds like you're heading that direction. But I would just say, do the right thing and always check your motives, So I'm surrounded by almost 1,000 teammates at Bank of America, Wealth Management, Merrill, the private bank. We have a huge commercial bank, business banking presence. And then we have, about 47 locations throughout Palm Beach County. So we're only as good as every person that works for us. So to me, to be the best place to work, it's about culture, and it's about instilling that. We can do a lot together, but we have to make sure we hold each other accountable as well. So, do I have a mantra? It's do the right thing. Yeah, and it sounds trite and maybe played, over and over, but doing the right thing is it means something to me. And it should mean something to everyone. And so when we treat our clients well, when we treat each other well, and when we treat the community well, it all comes back. Yeah. So don't focus on myself. Focus on others, and it will all come back.
Dude, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Do the right thing. If we all live by that, we'd be in a much better society. I want to close with this. We opened with music. I want to close with music. You have a background in athletics. If you had to pick a song, if you were to maybe join an adult baseball or softball league, a walk-up song today, what do you think you would pick? What music would it be? Would it be the Dolphins fight song? what is Fab Brumley going to jam as you walk up to the plate today?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I have to be honest and tell you, Theo, the song that came to my mind, and that's Amazing Grace.
See, that's peaceful, though. That's very...
It is.
So you weren't more of the rile yourself up. You were more of the calm and zen yourself out before you lock in.
It's how I start every morning, very early.
I love
5 a.m.
it. Yep. Amazing Grace in the morning.
Remembering who I am.
Man.
Yep.
That is, you took it somewhere.
Ground where I yourself need, early.
I love it. You know what mine is early in the morning? Lovely Day, Bill Withers.
Oh.
Lovely Day. It reminds me to have a lovely day.
Yeah. See?
It kind of puts that mark on the day.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Thanks for sharing that, Theo.
I love it. So again, congratulations for the business of the month for the BDB of Palm Beach County. And Fab, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And good luck with the missions going forward, and do the right thing.
Thank you, Theo.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.